Well, you know, on Christmas, when I was about 6 or 7 years of age, my mother had me by the hand, and we were going down to see Santa Claus, you know, and do some shopping, and I had some money I had saved, and I said, I'm going to buy this for myself, and I'm going to buy that for myself. You know how we kids do. And she said, now, son, that's not the idea of Christmas. The idea of Christmas is to buy something for someone else. Oh, okay, I said. When I buy everything I want for myself, then I'll buy something for you. Just sort of a little bit of selfish, you know, we are that way sometimes. And tomorrow is Christmas Day. And we trust that it will mean plenty of good things for you and to you soldier boys, especially getting this broadcast a little late. But we hope that the blessing of Christmas may be yours, even though you may be in hardships in other places round about the nation. Yesterday I was thrilled reading the Christmas story again in Luke 2, and I saw some new things. And I never had seen them before, and I want to pass them on to you today. Will you just listen a few minutes now while I just review them for you? Jesus was poor. In the fullness of time, God's time, Jesus came born of a woman, and they laid him in a manger. He was poor. He didn't come into a millionaire's home. He hadn't a nurse to care for him. He didn't have the luxuries of modern science. And when he was born, they placed him in the manger, a box where hay is placed for the cattle to eat. And I like that. Not that I like the fact that he was born in a manger, but if he were born in a rich man's home, you and I would feel sort of out of place, you know. But he too was poor, and he knows what we go through, and he's touched with all the feeling of our infirmities. Then too, he was to be pitied. There was no room for them in the inn. Ah, what a tragedy. Nobody cared about him. Give him what's left. We must not disappoint our wealthy guests, but Joseph and Mary in need. But we have no room for them. What do you mean the Lord's coming? Ah, put him out in the barn. We don't believe in that superstition stuff, but put him out in the barn. All the space we have left is in the barn, and there was no room for him in the inn for Jesus. What a tragedy. Angels hid their faces in shame. Angels stood aghast. No room for the King of Kings. No room for the Prince of Peace. He who spun out the heavens and the stars into space, and he who had legions of angels bowing at his feet, and he who had created all things, must sleep in a stable, born in another man's stable, buried in another man's grave. His first pillow was of straw, his last a crown of thorns. His first companions were cattle, and his last were thieves. His first resting place was someone else's manger, his last one was someone else's cross. Tell me this, my friend, you there by the radio. Do you at this Christmas season appreciate what he did for you, do you? Do you have any room in the inn of your heart for Jesus, do you? God help you to have a share, let him have a share in your life. Then there was the pleasant side to it. The angel cried, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Jesus was no joy chaser. Oh, no. The good news was one of great joy. Yes, sir. And listen. You can have all the presents, all the money, everything that Hollywood can offer, all the whiskey your poor stomach can hold down, and be the most miserable person this old world ever saw. But you can be as poor as a church mouse. You can be in a hospital, on a hospital bed with a body wrapped in pain, and you can be behind prison bars. You can be lonely on this Christmas day. But listen to me now. When you allow Jesus to come into your heart and really mean business with him, you'll have a joy, real joy, you can't get anywhere else in all the world. Yes, you will. And oh, how I want you to have it. I was amazed when I found that I could have Jesus and still have joy. Rather, I found I couldn't have Jesus without joy. I got a letter a couple of days ago from a sailor in California, and he told me I had talked to him here in Atlantic City at our Victory Center there on the Steel Pier. And I remembered him. He said he wasn't through with chasing yet. He wasn't through with sin yet. He wasn't through with seeing life yet. And so I wrote him and I said, sure, Tom, I remember you. Tell me this. Have you found anything as good as Jesus yet? That's all I said. I signed it, your friend in Christ, Percy Crawford. Have you found anything as good as Jesus yet? There's no joy like having the Christ of Christmas, because he's perfect. He was to be for all the people. The gospel is adaptable to all. The people in Africa, in South America, in France, in Italy, in Alaska. It's for all the people, rich or poor, black or white. It suits all. It's perfect. Then, too, it was planned. Before the foundations of the earth were formed, God planned Jesus was to come. I just noticed this yesterday. He was born a Savior. Not Santa Claus. Oh, no. Not a myth. Oh, no. Not a good man. Not a teacher like Buddha or Zoroaster. Oh, no. But he was born to be a Savior. He was born to die on the cross. He was born to be the Savior man. I like that. I read a letter the other day from a man who signed his name the Messiah. I'd like to see him, and I'd say, let me see your hands, my friend. Where are the prints of the nails? Let me see your side. Where is the mark of the spear, you old crook? Jesus was born a Savior. I couldn't be a Savior. You couldn't be a Savior, for you're a sinner just like me. But he could. He was born to be a Savior. He was perfect and without blemish, born to die. It was planned. And then lastly, it was proclaimed. True, he was poor. He was to be pitied. And it had its present side, and it was perfect and planned, but it was proclaimed, to be proclaimed, and millions today and tomorrow will sing about the Christ of Christmas and not know what it's all about. Millions will give gifts to everyone else but to Jesus. But it's his birthday. And oh, I'm glad that God has allowed me to live another year and stand before this microphone today and tell out the story of Christmas again, that you might hear that Jesus died on Calvary for your sins, and God raised him again, and he lives forevermore. Room for pleasure, room for business, but for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter in the heart for which he died. Have you any room for Jesus, he who bore your load of sin, as he knocks and asks admission? Sinner, will you let him in? My friend, I just want to say this to you there by the radio. Perhaps some of you are away from home at this Christmas season. Perhaps your godly mother today is praying for you. Perhaps you boys there by shortwave, listening by shortwave, perhaps your mother, I know she will be if she's a Christian, she'll be praying that you might let the Christ child into your heart. They had no room for him in the inn.